and have some sweet pillow talk and bombastic, and it's fantastic. Nothing on the boxes is a Mr. Rowe.
It's Mike and Mike and Woo Woo.
Come on, everybody. Here we go.
4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Yo, Mike and Woo Woo, wake us up.
Fire.
Up and Rose and worldwide.com app. It's Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
That's right. Today we celebrate Shaggy's birthday. Not the gentleman that works next door to us. Not our friend Shaggy, but one of our idols, Shaggy.
Mr. Boombastic.
Mr. Boombastic. How old is Mr. Boombastic today?
He is a sexy 52 years old.
He is pretty handsome. I was just watching the video because I had to play it from the video.
Yeah.
Boombastic. It's a really good video.
He's a good-looking guy. He's got a very beautiful family.
Yeah, yeah.
Two kids, beautiful wife named Rebecca.
He's still doing stuff, I think. I think he made an album with Sting.
Really?
Call me. I might have dreamt that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Sting from the Police?
Yeah, yeah. Don't stand so close to me.
That one, yeah. But I think he really did do stuff fairly recently, like in the last year.
You're right. Okay, so October 2nd, 20 days ago.
Almost doesn't feel real. Man.
Just 20 days ago, Shaggy posted on his Instagram a very special birthday going out to this guy right here, the official Sting.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Yep, and it's the two of them in the studio.
They're friends.
They're friends.
Yeah, how old? So 52.
Shaggy is 52. He was born in Kingston, Jamaica.
Yeah. Those are two good songs. Here's his other song.
Mr.
Lover.
Trees are like diamonds and pearls. Dedicated to all the girls around the world. This is Raven and Shaggy with a combination with Yamis.
Who's that guy? I wonder what that guy's doing.
How about the other song that he had? It wasn't me. Caught me kissing
one.
On the counter.
It wasn't me.
Saw me on the sofa.
It wasn't me.
Even had her in the shower.
It wasn't me. You know what I like about that song? Like, he is literally caught red-handed. His girl is within, like, 2 feet of him and another girl. And he's like, it isn't me. This is an illusion. Hear me now. When I listen to that song, I always think that because when I listen to music, I have so much going on in my head.
Yeah.
And in that song, he specifically stating a story about his girl walking in on him, literally just catching him red-handed on the couch in the shower, confronting him.
He even got caught on camera.
It has the video footage.
Mm-hmm.
It's not me.
It wasn't me.
I don't know who this guy is. This isn't me.
It was not me. Hey, Devin.
That's ballsy.
Devin, come in. She's standing outside the whole time waiting to do the temperature check.
Oh. Hey, you know whose birthday it is today?
Yeah, this is exciting, Devin. Do you know whose birthday it is? 52 years old.
Shaggy. It wasn't me.
No. Oh, that one?
Yeah.
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 Not even our Shaggy.
Our Shaggy is 51.
No. yeah, let me put my
hang on. Yeah, we just played Boombastic. That was a lot of fun. It wasn't me.
I don't think we have it in the system.
What's that called?
It's called Shaggy.
It wasn't me, right? Yeah. Maybe it's not in the system.
I don't think it's in the system. I don't think we're going to have to hear it.
That's a shame.
Shaggy, it wasn't me. Is that what
we have the option to listen to our Shaggy's Disney on Ice commercial?
No, that's okay.
All right, just saying. Here it is. Yeah. What's my temperature?
Not
ooh,
bad.
That's okay, right? Is that healthy?
Oh, well.
Birthday to Shaggy.
Featuring Ricardo Rick Rock Ducent.
That's a person? This is my friend Ricardo Rick Rock Da Ducent.
I don't know. Next door, you know?
This song is such a mess.
I don't know what to do.
Well, all right.
Picture this, we're both butt naked.
Banging on the bathroom floor. How could I forget that I had given her an extra
key? How did you forget you gave her an extra key?
It's like, I don't know what the hell he's saying. Imagine, all right, like, He just got caught. And then explain yourself. It's like, oh.
I'm looking up the lyrics right now.
Okay. It wasn't me. Man, I love that we're celebrating Shaggy's birthday today, 52.
Oh, that's how he kicked it off. Okay.
What does he say?
Shaggy, can you grant your woman access to your villa? Trespasser and a witness while you cling to your pillow.
To your villa.
You better watch your back before she turn into a killer.
My favorite monster is a monster Godzilla.
Oh, okay. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. If she say a night, convince her, say a day. Never admit to a word when she say.
I think he just said something about Netflix. He was way ahead of his time.
This is fun.
This song is 2001. We weren't even close to Netflix. He just said it.
He predicted
watching Netflix.
Oh, man.
It wasn't me. But it's you on the counter. No, it's not me. You're on the sofa. You're right in front of me. I can touch you. This isn't me. Oh,
man.
So fun.
It's going to be a good day.
See, well, you came in the worst mood, too.
It's not even that I'm in a bad mood. Like, I'm not in a bad mood. I'm just, I'm annoyed at, like, three people.
Yeah, that'll do it, man. Let that dominate your
three
world.
Three people I'm annoyed by.
This is so fun.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. I'm not one of them, right? No, never.
And if you add the school board, Norfolk school board, I guess that would be, like, nine people I'm annoyed by.
You do well. Maybe we'll talk about.
What can
some
I do?
Of it.
I can run.
Nah,
I will
you're
run for
right.
school board. Next election is May 2022.
Yeah, you can't make your own schedule there, Elmo.
And if we go on the schedule of the Norfolk School Board, the kids will still be out of school. If you're a Norfolk Public Schools parent, there was a Norfolk Public School Board meeting last night, and it was a train wreck.
Yeah, I'm hearing a lot of these are train wrecks.
It was a train wreck.
Real quick, something way more important than school. What Shaggy song do you want me to play next?
Oh, good.
Should
one.
I play It Wasn't Me or should I play Angel of
Angel,
the Morning?
Angel, because it's so pretty. Yeah. It's a pretty song.
Is it though?
It's a pretty song. He's probably talking about banging somebody on the couch.
Just call me. You know, that's an old song, like an 80s song, baby.
Really?
You know, yeah, the only words they changed, it's closer than my peeps you are to me. those are the lyrics. Just call, because that's an old song, isn't
okay.
it? Call me Angel of the Morning.
No, I think
angel.
This is a different angel.
It's.
Play the song and we'll research it while you play it.
All right. Here it is. Here it is.
Happy birthday,
hey,
Shaggy.
I just want to say it's good to not be one of the three people.
You're not. You're not.
And closer than my peeps you are to me. Okay. Happy birthday, 52, Shaggy.
Oh, it's funny. It's funny. It's funny. It's funny. Some nice things to them girls. Trees are like diamonds and pearls.
Dedicate to all the girls around the world.
I'm this is real when I'm Shaggy with a combination with Yamis. Flip this one from your musical disc.
But who's gonna have your back when it's all done?
Yeah.
It's all good when you little up your fun. Can't be a fool, son. What about the long run?
Yeah.
Looking back, shorty, always a mention. Say me not giving her much attention.
Yeah.
She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me. My darling angel, girl, you're my friend when I'm in need, lady.
Queen, and that's how you should be treated. Though you never get the loving that you did.
Yeah.
Could have left, but I call and you heeded. Begged and I pleaded, mission completed.
Now.
And I said that I unite this the program.
Not the type to mess around with your emotion.
Yeah.
But the feeling that I have for you is so strong. Been together so long and this could never be wrong.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps you are to me. Baby,
tell her, tell her.
Shorty, you're my angel. You're my darling.
Say I'm a savior.
You must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender. Say girl, I surrender.
Thanks for giving me your love.
Girl, in spite of my behavior, you are my savior.
You must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender. Well girl, I surrender.
So thanks for giving me your love.
All of this one big party when you're still young. And who's gonna have your back when it's all done? It's all good when you live for your pure fun. Can't be a fool, son. What about the long run?
Yeah.
Looking back, shawty, always I mention. Say me not giving her much attention.
Yeah.
She was there to my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me.
I guarantee we're the only radio show doing this in the world. Maybe in Kingston, Jamaica, on their radio station, they're celebrating the 52nd birthday of Shaggy. Just the greatest, I don't know, what even kind of music is
like
he?
Like reggaeton dance hall?
Sure, he's the best.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the songs are so nonsensical, and we love them so much. We played Boombastic, we just gave you Angel, we dissected the other song, It Wasn't Me.
Mm-hmm.
And now I did a little research during the song.
And?
Check it out. Check it out. I told you it was. Don't mess with me with music, man. Listen to this. Juice Newton?
There'll be no strings to bind your hands.
Give it a second. Man, 70s hair.
Are you saying these are the same two songs? Or are they inspired? This was inspired by.
Yeah, it inspired that last song. Trust me. What were they thinking in the 70s with some of these haircuts? Like these feathery bangs?
No.
It's intense.
I see no need to take me home.
There's no need to take her home.
I'm old enough to face the dawn.
Than my peeps, you are to me.
Yes, it's me.
It's the same song.
Then slowly turn away.
Goodbye.
That song was released in 1981.
There you go. Oh, I thought it looks this, like this.
Juice Newton.
Juice Newton. Boy.
Wow.
Well, there you have it. Little piece of music information live on Mike and Woo in the Morning. Who says we don't talk about the artists? It says we don't talk about music on this radio show.
I think
show.
We're supposed to talk about the relevant artists that we play.
Juice Newton's not relevant to you. Shaggy just turned 52. It's his birthday today. Hasn't put out a hit in 30 years. Fascinating. Fascinating stuff. All right, y'all. So we'll be back in a little bit. We got a lot of show to get to today. Woo was kind of like fired up. And
I think there's three people I'm mad at this morning.
Oh, boy.
Nine if you include the Norfolk Public School Board.
Let me ask you something. How many of the people are we going to be talking about on today's program?
Probably just one.
Just one of them?
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, butt doctor. No, just
take
kidding.
Us with you anywhere.
Anytime I'm not near a radio, I listen to radio.com.
At work, I listen to the radio.com app on my phone or on the computer.
Radio.com on Google Home, Alexa, Sonos, online at pointradio.com or wherever you stream music.
Waking up the seven cities and beyond. Mike and Woo Woo in the morning.
Not that I'm rushing you, but when do we get to the wine drinking?
Woo! On 94.9, The Point. The Point.
So much to get to on today's show, and I promise we're going to get to all of it. I'm excited about some of the stuff that we have on the table. Also, your Taylor Swift hookup coming up at 7:20-ish. Listen for the Taylor Swift trivia. If you can get it right, you can win a Taylor Swift cardigan. and then qualify for a Taylor Swift autograph guitar in our Becoming Taylor Swiftly contest.
Very exciting. I was at the dentist's office yesterday. People were asking me about that.
Oh, for your teeth massage?
Oh, it was great. My teeth are awesome.
Yeah, I want to hear all about that later because we got to focus and talk about the other thing you wanted to talk about.
Yes. It's bothering me. And I know everyone says, like, oh, Mary Catherine.
That's what they say on Mary
Catherine. You shouldn't let things that you can't control bother you.
You shouldn't.
Look, trust me. I actually thought of
you
yesterday.
But you still do.
When it happened.
Oh, you did?
I thought of you because I was like, I need to release this. I need to release this feeling.
So let it go.
But sometimes you can't release a feeling.
No.
And I'll be perfectly blunt and honest for the next 15 minutes right now. Because I need some advice. I don't even need some advice. Maybe I just need to vent.
I don't think you need advice. I just think get it off your chest
and
then we'll move on.
So we all know I went through a divorce. And when I was going through my divorce, there were people that take sides because that's what people do because
that's the thing.
You know, what's hot. People want to take the side of who they think is in the right and drop the people who they think are in the wrong. So when I was going through my divorce, one of my very best friends, who was my maid of honor at my wedding, over my sister, over my own sister, I chose this person. Chose this person to be in my wedding, over my own flesh and blood. And then the divorce happens, and she's like, nope, I don't agree with your morals. I don't want to be friends with you anymore. I think you're a bad mom. I think you're selfish. I think your mom is selfish.
Whoa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Said some really nasty things to me and has not spoken to me in 2.5 years.
You have run into each other.
Run into each other and had, you know, like exchange like, hey, hey, you know, like totally fake stuff. But I mean, this person was like my mother's third daughter. You know, like she was a part of the family. I was a part of her family. Big, big connection.
Right.
But apparently I had grown and changed too much for her, which is a bad thing. I mean, I guess it's bad for people to change. I thought it was good for people to change, but she couldn't handle it. So she basically, via phone conversation, dumped me as a friend.
So you got dumped. Yeah, I remember we got dumped.
Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about it a little bit on this radio show.
Yeah,
and it doesn't feel, you know, it's
not a good feeling.
No, it's not.
Especially when you're going through a divorce, no matter who you think is right or wrong. In my mind, a friend is a friend. Like, I'm not here to judge you. I am not the moral authority. I'm not going to say, you know, I might not agree with things that friends are doing, but that doesn't mean I'm going to be like, too much for me to handle, going to walk away.
I think the thing is, it's not their life. And you know what? They're going to make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's up to you as their friend to, I don't know, kind of help them through it or just even sometimes just shut up and listen.
I think the words that were spoken to me was that she didn't want to be associated with someone like myself, which is a lot to take on. So I was like, whatever, you know, hurt. I cried for a long time.
Let me ask you something, though. When somebody says something like that to you, because we've all had that said to us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how much do you carry that? Like, how much do you hang on to that and believe it? Like, I know you don't fully believe it, but there's always that, you know, when your mind completely takes you over, the little voice in your head takes you over, you start to believe these things that people tell you you are.
Well, yeah, I mean, and it consumed me for a while, and I guess if I had to be honest, it doesn't consume me now, but it still is every blue moon an overwhelming feeling of, like, wow, I am a bad person. I am selfish. I am all these things. You know, like, I know it's not true, but, you know, it's heartbreaking, especially as an adult when that happens and you've been friends with somebody since you were 6 years old.
Yeah, but I think, dude, honestly, we're all these things sometimes. I mean, we can be incredibly selfish as human beings, but we could also be incredibly kind and passionate. You know, nobody knows what anybody's really going through at the end of the day anyway. Nobody knows the story behind the story behind the story. So it's so easy for somebody to judge somebody else.
Yeah.
And that's what's going on here.
And honestly, like, now here we are almost 3 years later. And a part of me is like, you know, maybe I don't want a friendship like that. Maybe I want real friends who support me no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever, that's on her. So flash forward 2.5 years, haven't spoken to this person. Yesterday, I go over to my sister's house. And my sister, you know, is 9 months pregnant with twin boys.
Yeah.
She is going to be having a C-section in 6 days, delivering these babies. And so her entire house, I mean, imagine twins.
Yeah.
Is her entire house is cluttered with boxes from Amazon. Clothes, diapers, formula, strollers, high chairs, things people are sending her. And she's like overwhelmed and I'm trying to help her. And she had a box of things. And I said, oh, is that from so-and-so? The friend, my friend, ex-friend.
Your ex-best friend sent your sister...
like a baby gifts.
No!
Which to me, I mean, my heart is racing right now. I was like, that is B, the letter S.
I thought she didn't get along with your sister. I mean, there's so much depth you can go into.
I mean, there's so much to the story.
With what you're telling me.
Yeah.
That I don't want to go into because there's so many other people that talking about that are involved.
So this friend who judged my choices in life, my life choices, and didn't see eye to eye with things that I was doing and thought that I was, breaking moral code, is now sending baby gifts to my sister, who I love dearly and she's doing awesome now.
But she's judged your sister in the past before for things your sister has done.
And my sister's made a dozen mistakes.
Who hasn't made a dozen mistakes? Cares.
But to me, it and I don't know if I'm allowed to say piss me off.
Yes.
It made me so mad yesterday because I'm like, who are you to completely disconnect yourself from me and judge me and say you can no longer be friends with me because of the mistakes I made? But here you want to come in and swoop in and be the hero that's like, I'm going to send her sister baby gifts because I'm, she appreciates.
Right,
very,
course.
Very thoughtful,
course,
very nice.
Of course, of course.
But I'm like, if you wanted to wash your hands of me and my mistakes.
And your family,
and my
too.
Family,
and your mom.
Then
and
you don't get, like, a part of me was like, you don't get to send my sister gifts.
Well, she can, but.
No.
Well, I'm not saying she sent it for the right reasons. I don't know the story behind why she sent it, but.
She sent it so she could check the box.
I understand. And I understand how you feel because.
Oh, I'm like, ugh.
You see through it as that. Like,
yes.
It's a shot at you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, look at me. I'm the better person. I'm acknowledging, somebody who is in my life getting, having twins. But it's probably, I don't know, probably an empty gesture. It's nothing real behind it. I'm sure your sister realizes it. I'm sure she also appreciates it.
I told my sister, I said, box that ish up and send it back. I was like, I'll buy it for
don't
you.
Don't make that. Don't make it personal.
No, and
This is something you really have to let go because this is something you have zero control over. Like you've already washed your hands of the relationship,
mm-hmm.
right? You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I know.
And you're moving on from it. There are still things that irk you about it, but you're working with it. They're not going to go away tomorrow and probably will never go away. But then this is like this process.
No.
If you want to wash your hands with somebody, wash your hands with them for real.
Well, to me, it was like a slap in the face. It's like, wait a second. On the phone 2.5 years ago, you said all of these hurtful things to me.
And your family.
And my family. And you are a part of my family. And now you want to send my sister a congratulations.
But it's also like.
You don't get to do that. I don't think you get to do that.
It's just how some people work. Some people try to show their importance through, I remembered you were doing this. So I mm-hmm. bought you this gift. I remembered it was your birthday. So I got you this. But there's no real feeling behind it at all whatsoever. It's just like you said, it's just checking the box.
Yeah.
I see
right through it. My sister sees right through it.
Was it nice? Sorry, I had to lighten it up a little.
It just.
I understand your frustration.
As a woman, it was, I don't want to say heartbreaking because I'm. But I hadn't felt those feelings in a long time, and I hadn't thought about her in a long time.
Yeah.
And then
boom, it came up.
Yeah, and I just was like, that's...
You got some unfinished business with her, but not with her personally, with your feelings about her. And...
It's like, guys really... She's like, I always wondered why you were friends, because you were opposites. Like, and I don't know. I think I'm just disappointed. Maybe I'm more disappointed in myself that I trusted that person and I thought that person would be there with me through thick and through thin, and then to be completely abandoned by somebody and not have, and I don't want to say not have control over it because I'm not a control freak, but to have a friendship end that I didn't want it to end. I didn't choose for it to end, but she had control over it ending.
Yeah, your problems she made her problem.
Yeah.
She made it about her.
Mm-hmm.
Your issues, she made about her. Your ex-husband's issues, she made about her. And sometimes people can't detach themselves from that. They have to make it about them. They don't know any other way.
Yeah, but it blows my mind because when I was going through my divorce and everything that came with it, whether you agreed with how it happened or not, it didn't affect you. Like, that's what I'm
That's what I'm saying. It's nothing to do with her life, like, or anybody else's life.
It doesn't affect the way she raises her children or put, like, but sure, send my sister a gift who, you know, was in rehab.
Stop.
But like, that's what kills me.
Well, yeah, I know what you mean. But don't say, like, don't think about that. See, like, now don't even make it about your sister. It's not about that.
I know it's not about that.
It's about your feeling inside that it's still stuck with you. She's left it there and it's still there.
But it's like,
and
my sister's made all these mistakes and I've made a mistake. There's no
rhyme or reason for it. That's why you're mad. There's no rhyme or reason.
Because there's no explanation to.
No, it's like you can support this person. It doesn't matter who you support as a human being or who you're friends with. You're not ever going to be friends with an enlightened human being.
Yeah.
There's never going to be anybody in your life who's so goddamn perfect that I think that you'll just skate through a relationship and it'll be absolutely flawless and perfect. Hello. We're all screwed up royally.
I guess I just wish that there was a bit of empathy. You know, I feel like the word of the year, second to pivot. I was really, really hurt yesterday. Really hurt. And I think I still am right now.
I understand. And you're hurt and it's coming out as you're mad.
Yeah.
But don't even be mad. Just move on. Like, it just shows that like she still has something on you. And again, it's years of a relationship. Look at it like this. All right. Like, I go to therapy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Once a week. And I've been going consistently now for about 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I always talk about with my therapist, like, you know, you think you're getting somewhere, you think you're getting somewhere, and then boom, something like inside you gets sparked. And next thing you know, you're in this like emotional roller coaster. And it's like, you're not going to knock out 40 years of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
In a week, in a year, in 2 years, it's just not going to happen. Like, you have, 25, 30-year history as friends?
Mm-hmm.
More than that.
Yeah.
You're not going to get rid of the weird feelings in 2 years. It's just impossible. It's probably going to be with you forever. And that's okay. It's just, I understand the frustration, but, like, now that you've talked it out with me and thousands of others, now you just move on from it. It's okay, fish. I know.
But it's hurtful.
I know, man. Life, dude. This is not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing. And then I think, too, it probably compounded with the busyness of the day and the running around and the emotions.
Yeah.
And, you know what you should be doing? You should be celebrating your sister.
Yeah.
She's getting ready to, two beautiful twins.
Mm-hmm.
She's finally got a good relationship where she seems really, your mom is happy. She's going to be the grandmother of twins and she's going to have more beautiful grandbabies. Just shift it on that. I know. Yeah.
Is this what a panic attack is? Am I having a panic attack?
No, you're not.
Anxiety attack? What is this feeling? What is this tightness in my chest? Is this a heart attack?
It's not a heart attack.
Oh, man.
I know. I hope it's not, because I don't know what to do. That's the case. All right, we'll go to commercials. We'll come back, and I might be giving woo woo mouth to mouth or something, but it's totally straight and friendly. We'll be back.
So you registered to vote before the deadline. Nice job. Now let's make sure your vote counts. Election Day is November 3rd. Go to vote411.org to check on your specific voting location.
The point.
All right, we'll take it away, 714.
Yeah, good morning and happy Thursday. Foggy right now, 61 degrees, 76 for the high today. Sun will peak out later this afternoon. Tonight, big debate and the final debate.
Elmo.
Between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. The gloves will be off, but the mute button that will be on because tonight's debate, again, it'll kick off at 9 o'clock from Belmont University in Nashville, Tennessee. On all the major networks, you can catch it ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox News, CNN, whatever you fancy. Joe Biden and Donald Trump will go head-to-head in the final debate before Election Day on November 3rd. You going to watch it?
Yeah, probably.
It's like a fight. It's like, yo, did you guys get the fight on pay-per-view?
Right. It might be a little more exciting. Who knows? They might really fight this year. Who knows? That could happen, too.
Manny Pacquiao is the, he's going to be the moderator.
Yeah, sure, right?
Moving on, big local news last night in Norfolk. Listen up, Norfolk Public Schools parents.
You want me to leave the fight music on?
Yeah, please. Last night in Norfolk, the school board decided absolutely nothing, you guys. The meeting about coming up with a plan to send students back to school was a complete train wreck. 3 hours and 49 minutes of running around in circles. The superintendent of Norfolk Public Schools, Dr. Birdsong, even told the members of the school board, quote, "Our community, our parents, and our children deserve better."
Now,
they did come up with some sort of hybrid plan. They voted to return students to in-person instruction, but only when the health indicators set forth by the CDC fall in the lower or lowest risk of transmission of COVID-19. It's not even funny to me anymore.
You don't do it. You get out of here. Mm-hmm. Now.
All right, so what else you got?
May 2022, woo-woo for Norfolk Public School Board. I will be running.
No.
No. Just so it's obnoxious.
It's obnoxious. Everything's obnoxious.
And finally, since 1981, the Humane Society has celebrated Adopt-a-Dog Month each October to help the estimated 3 to 4 million animals waiting in shelters every year to get the forever homes they deserve. Laura Van Antwerp of the SPCA says that the pandemic, coronavirus, and the upcoming holidays combine to increase interest in adoption. So if you're interested in getting a pet this holiday season, think about adoption.
Oh, yay!
Ladies and gentlemen, Ms. Laura Van Antwerp.
People are adopting, absolutely, through COVID. I think, you know, being home all day and whatnot, they're looking to have a furry friend. And we're happy to be able to get more pets into the shelter and more pets out into the community. The adoption rates certainly do go up during the holidays as people are, you know, looking to adopt and bring a new furry family member for the holidays. So that's certainly something that we are preparing for.
Cool. Imagine being a dog, right, or a cat, and you get adopted and you're like, oh, this is awesome. I'm going somewhere. And it's for Christmas, and then they put you in a box, and you're like, oh, my God, for like 20 minutes. You're like, oh, my God, they adopted me, and then they stuck me in this box, and they wrapped me up. Am I ever going to get out of this thing? And then you get opened up.
Yeah.
And it's exciting.
Yeah.
But imagine that 20 minutes.
I know.
Imagine somebody takes you and puts you in a box, right?
I actually wouldn't mind it. Honestly, put me in a box and leave me there with what's going on in the world and the fact that my children are still not in school.
Amen.
Leave me in the box.
All right, coming up next, becoming Taylor Swiftly. Yes, we're going to ask a Taylor Swift trivia question in moments. All you got to do is call us at 490-9490, answer the question, and you will win a Taylor Swift cardigan. And you're getting qualified for a Taylor Swift autographed guitar. How about that? It's coming up in moments on The Point. Yeah.
Waking up Hampton Roads and worldwide on the radio.com app. It's Mike and Woo Woo in the morning on 94.9 The Point.
Get a load of this.
Tell me.
I'm doing prep for the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I come across a headline, and the headline's actually on a national site. But then I clicked on it, and I found out that it's from somebody local. Here's the headline. Televangelists. Trump will win. Then an asteroid will hit the Earth.
No. Just no.
So, of course, I click on it.
Mm-hmm.
Televangelist Pat Robertson.
Oh, boy.
Said that God told him this week that President Trump will win. There will also be an attempt on his life.
Mm-hmm.
And then an asteroid will hit the planet Earth.
And just blow us all up to pieces?
I don't know. I'll let him tell you. Hang on.
I was praying on Sunday saying, God, please tell me how it's going to happen. And first of all, I want to say without question, Trump is going to win the election. But after he is sworn in, then trouble is going to happen. There will be at least two attempts on the president's life. And what I think, very frankly, is some kind of an asteroid strike on the globe. Asteroid is about 1 kilometer, about 6/10 of a mile, will weigh about 3 billion pounds. And that would pretty much fulfill what Jesus, of course, he said.
You know what I took away from that? He's like Bill Nye the Science Guy now. He gave us all those facts and figures about asteroids. I'm like, what is going on?
Do I need to clear out my 401k? What's going on?
I mean, that's even for a televangelist, that's a very, very, very bold thing to put out there. I actually believe it's quite hazardous to say.
Now, here's what I worry about. Not so much Trump being reelected and the asteroid. I'm worried about the two hits on Donald Trump.
Well, that's the other thing.
Because, like, I thought if you even whisper, you know, like, let's say you're with friends, you're having a couple of cocktails, and you're like, what if somebody took out Donald? Oh, you can't say that. They're listening to us.
Exactly.
You know, like, you can't say those things because then the FBI and the CIA show up at your door and you're in handcuffs.
Yeah, because you're almost trying to manipulate the mind over the television by saying something like that. Like, you're putting something weird out there. You know, like the people that the serial killers or the killers that read something in a book and they think it's been written to them.
Yeah.
There's somebody out there that's going to listen to that and think the worst things. There's also people that are moving into their bomb shelters right now.
I know.
Because of this statement.
Well, in another
fact. Come on, you gotta be a little bit more responsible than that. I know you're 972 years old, Mr. Robertson, but still.
I don't want to be disrespectful. I thought the guy was dead.
Oh, no.
I thought he was dead.
He lived right across the street from me.
Is he really?
Well, I mean, not right across the street.
Lizzie, I gotta look him up real quick.
He's 90?
So he said that yesterday on a show? Pat?
Apparently.
Is it Robertson?
Robertson. Robertson.
He
I saw him eat at Applebee's once.
Oh, Elmo. He is 90 years old.
90 years old.
And making heavy predictions like that. By the way, his first name is Marion. He just goes by Pat
Marion,
for short.
Marion Robertson.
Marion Gordon Pat Robertson.
That's wild, man. That's wild.
Wow.
And this isn't like a religious thing for us. This isn't like, God spoke to me and said this. But like, if God spoke to me, right, and he said, Michael, say something crazy and irresponsible on your radio show tomorrow. And I'd go, really, God? Really?
Oh, yeah. Here's the headline.
I don't think that's safe.
USA Today.
USA Today, yeah.
Televangelist Pat Robertson predicts Trump wins, then chaos, then the end of the world.
Yeah. I mean, it's all possible, but it's just, you know, it's funny to laugh because you got to laugh at this stuff.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're going to go nuts. But at the same time, if Woo Woo, Mary Catherine Woo Woo, came on the radio and said, I believe there's going to be a hit on the president's life or anybody's life,
I think I'd be without a job if I said something like that.
You would 100% be without a job. If you went on the radio and you said, there might be an asteroid. God told me there's going to be an asteroid that hit. Frankly, I'm a little afraid because I heard Pat Robertson told us that there was going to be an asteroid. And we're relaying the message just to make you laugh. Let it be clear. I do not believe that there's an asteroid coming to get us. But I don't know.
I just think those are heavy statements.
It's too heavy of a statement.
But I guess he can say whatever he wants because he owns the network.
Right.
So, you know.
He owns the network and I think he's protected under an umbrella of religion. But I don't want to go there either because I don't want to say that because then people get upset. But all I'm saying is you can't make the statement. Why is it fair for that person to make the statement or anybody in power? We've heard like the craziest things of people in power over these past years say the most outlandish things and they're just getting away with it.
Yeah.
You could just say it. But you, Steve, Steve, going to your job right now, you, Carol Ann, going to your job right now. If you go on Facebook and say something like that, they're going to kick you off Facebook. It's nuts. One more time.
I was praying on Sunday saying, God, please tell me how it's going to happen. And first of all, I would say without question, Trump is going to win the election. But after he is sworn in, then trouble is going to happen. There will be at least two attempts on the president's life. And what I think, very frankly, is some kind of an asteroid strike on the globe. Asteroid is about 1 kilometer, about 6/10 of a mile, will weigh about 3 billion pounds. And that...
Mr. Robertson, we were actually just taking baby predictions. We were just wondering, is it going to be a boy or a girl?
You know,
is it going to arrive on the 28th of October or the 3rd? Like, you've gone beyond.
Tell me this, friend. When you hear these things and the constant news that you and I wake up to every single day, don't you sometimes pray on Sunday that an asteroid would fall on us?
Yes, I do.
Amen.
Mornings with Mike and Woo Woo.
Hold it now.
94.9, The Point. Oh! It's 94 Seconds of News with Mike and Woo-Woo in the morning on 94.9, The Point.
Good morning. Here's Woo-Woo with the news.
Yes, good morning. Currently foggy, 61, 76 for the high today. Sunshine should peak out this afternoon. Tonight, It is the final debate between President Donald Trump and Joe Biden. The two will go head-to-head at 9 p.m. It'll be aired on all the major networks, whether you watch Fox News, CNN, ABC, NBC. Donald Trump and Joe Biden will have their final debate tonight before Election Day on November 3rd, and there will be a mute button.
Like a referee.
Yes.
They're not even moderators anymore. They're referees. We need to have like a WWE or a, what is it called, the UFC style intros.
Just throw them in the ring?
This whole thing has felt like a wrestling scenario.
And hailing from New York, New York.
Right.
You know, represented by Power Bar. It's Donald the Don Trump.
And now, from parts unknown, ladies and gentlemen, coming to you, hair plugs and all.
They both have hair plugs, I think.
Yeah, probably.
Ladies and gentlemen, at a total combined weight of...
Yeah, but tonight is the final debate between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Again, live from Nashville, Tennessee, Belmont University. Beautiful campus.
Oh, yeah.
9 o'clock tonight, so check that out. Local news. Last night in the city of Norfolk, where I reside, the Norfolk Public School Board decided absolutely nothing, you guys. The meeting about coming up with a plan to send students back to school, because if you were not aware, Norfolk Public School students are still not school. It was a complete train wreck, and I can say that because I am a parent of two Norfolk Public School students. 3 hours and 49 minutes of running around in circles. The superintendent of Norfolk Public Schools, Dr. Birdsong, she even told the members of the school board last night, quote, "Our community, our parents, and our children deserve better."
Yeah, I don't know why everything needs to be political these days. Just shift your mindset towards your kids.
I have no idea.
Or other people's kids. It's wild.
Bananas. Yes, you will see me at Total Wine when I get off work. And when they say, sorry, we've sold out of wine, you can blame me.
All right.
And finally, let's end this news on some good news. Taco Bell is ready to give away $10 million in tacos. As you all know, the LA Dodgers are in the World Series. The Dodgers' Mookie Betts stole a base against the Tampa Bay Rays during Game 1 of the World Series, which earned everyone a free taco as part of Taco Bell's Steal a Base, Steal a Taco promotion.
There he goes. No throw. That is a stolen base. And now Mookie Betts has stolen the first base of the 2020 World Series. That stolen base, like he did back in 2018. All of America wins free Doritos Locos Tacos.
This is exciting. Really exciting. So redemption day for those free tacos is next Wednesday.
Does Joe Buck ever get excited about anything? That guy? Everybody wins tacos. Damn it. Everybody wins tacos. Get into that.
Don't joke, Joe Buck. I know. He's on my list. He's on my list.
Yeah, your hall pass list.
I ran into him walking around Town Center, maybe at Ruth's Chris, and he was there.
Yeah. For those woo-woo lovers, just know she has very low standards, so...
I just find Joe Buck extremely attractive.
Okay, you're the only one.
And his wife, hopefully.
I don't think she does. I don't think she does. I would like to preface this rant with, this is not a political, I need to wear, you need to wear, everybody needs to wear a mask rant. This is just calling out certain people who think that they are so powerful, whether it be in their position or ego, whatever it is, they think they're so powerful that they're immune to all terrible things in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This person being Odell Beckham Jr. Do you know who Odell Beckham Jr.
is? He's a football player, right?
Mm-hmm. He's a football player. He plays for the Cleveland Browns, used to play for the New York Football Giants. Controversy just follows this guy because he made a one-handed catch in a meaningless game many, many years ago. Now we tout him as this fantastic wide receiver. He can catch a ball. God bless. Good for you.
Good guy.
Yeah, good for you. But he claims, woo-woo, you're going to love this, that he is immune to the coronavirus, that he has a deal with coronavirus.
He's untouchable.
Listen to this ridiculous statement by Odell Beckham Jr.
Worried, though, about a positive test or anything like that? What was kind of going through your mind through that whole process?
No, not in an arrogant way. I just don't think COVID can get to me. I don't think it's going to enter this body. I don't want no parts of it. It don't want no parts of me. I think it's a mutual respect. So I wasn't really worried about the test.
What?
Wow.
Oh, that's terrible.
See, it is terrible. It is terrible. And the thing is, like, if I'm walking around with a mask on, mm-hmm. you know, like, I'm walking around wearing a mask because I respect you. When you walk around and you wear a mask or you think that you're immune to something, right, that we're all a little bit afraid of, you're not showing me the same respect. You disrespect me. And this guy's just disrespectful to everybody because he thinks he's a superhero. Listen to this.
For me and my maturity level, I felt like it was the right thing to do to mention. I may not have been feeling well. I just wouldn't want it to spread throughout the whole building. If there was a case that I would have possibly had it, I was just trying to be an adult and be precautious about the situation and try and handle it the right way.
Wow.
I like how he just stated the most unadult thing in the entire world. Mm-hmm. And then he came back with, I had to do something very adult.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
Well, I don't think anyone's immune.
Guy's a nut job. Did you see the weird, because somebody came out, like some girl that he was hanging with.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see what he supposedly was into, allegedly?
No, what?
Just Google Odell Beckham Jr. really quick. I don't want anyone else to. Kids, don't do it. I just want you to do it. I want to see your reaction because I can't repeat it on the air.
What he's into?
Don't say it on the air.
I'm trying to find it.
He's into something, okay. Supposedly. But he just doesn't care.
Ew!
He just doesn't care.
No.
He just doesn't care.
No.
Man, I don't know.
Oh, no, 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 no. I'm into some freaky stuff, but that's taking it too far.
A little too far. But you know what, man? He's into weird stuff. And
wow.
He also apparently, he's so awesome he can't get coronavirus. Odell Beckham Jr., keep up the good work.
Thank you for listening to the Mike and Woo Woo podcast. You the best.
Yes, thank you all so much for listening to the Mike and Woo Woo podcast. You can find us live on the radio every day on 94.9 The Point.
Or on the radio.com app, or head to pointradio.com and download the podcast for free.
That's right. It's a lot of fun. And we can also be found on Instagram at Mike Powers Live.
And at woo_949.
Cheers.
Mike and Woo Woo in the morning, 94.9 The Point.